without arms or legs, artist Adama Traore of Abidjan finds a unique way to make his art. Line by line, stroke by stroke, color by color. Missing limbs since birth, he attended a center for disabled youth at 9, where he learned ways to paint.
When I was a child, my mom sent me to this white lady named Marie Odile in the Center for the Disabled. I learned to paint there. I worked with gouache markers. Thanks to her, there were more than 100 disabled people in the center. The lady passed away and I ended up in the streets.
It was a difficult life after his teacher and mentor died. Just getting around was hard. Taxi drivers would not pick him up, assuming he had no money. But he kept painting colorful landscapes and portraits, earning some recognition and money. Traore slowly built up savings from his artwork and used it to open a small art studio. He got married and now commutes to work by taxi. This driver, impressed by the artist's determination, now gives him both a ride and a bit of a discount on the fare.
Every day I pick him and drop him off, and the evening again. I take him back home. Honestly, money doesn't matter. It's courage.
Traore says painting is therapeutic and lifts spirits.
Painting heals. Painting boosts morale. Painting cleans the spirit. Become Traore Adama. If I didn't paint, I don't know what I would do. I can't be a carpenter. I can't be a mason. But I do paint. If I'm just sitting here, people would say, this one is doing nothing. He's a beggar. But when they see me working, they're saying, this one is a worker.
That work earns Traore about $84 for each painting. Jim Randall, VOA News.